אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10
ספרות. We're reading Book of Ten Sferot, the part 9. Question Kuf Chav Tet. At page Taf Taf Mem Hey. And the answer Taf Taf Mem Nun Tet. We remind you our telephone number 1-700-509-209 1-300-509-209 for the question. The question 2, Kuf Nun Tet 159. Excuse me, Kuf Chav Tet. Kuf Chav Tet. Question Kuf Chav Tet. Why? Why forming of the of the fetus was related to Manzipach? Why forming of Obar was related to 22 letters but not to Manzipach? Answer on page Taf Taf Nun Gimel. Kuf Chav Tet. The combination of the Kelim of Ten Sefirot of Partsuf called 22 letters. And five letters of Manzipach is five Gvorot, which means the forces of the end forces, the screen and Aviyut, on which Zivug Deaka took place with upper light, and through the reflected light gave birth to the 22 letters. In a such a way, the main reality of Partsuf is 22 letters, and through them was fetus. The shape of the fetus was formed in all the details, and the letter of Manzipach basically just gave birth to it. One more time. Why? The forming of the fetus related to the 22 letters, but not to Manzipach. The combination of Kelim of Ten Sferot called 22 letters of Hebrew letters, and 5 letters of Manzipach is 5 Gvurot, which means the end forces, or other words, the screen Aviyut, in which Zivug Deaka took place with the upper light, and through the upper light they were born, and this all 22 letters were delivered. We have clear of this, and this is screen in Aviyut, right? Aviyut represents quality of it, the character, and we're all different kind of details in it. This is all called 22 Hebrew letters. And the screen is 5 Gvurot, or other words, Manzipach. That's why in a full kli, which works for the works in the full power of it, in a full strength, there we need to have 22 letters, which represents the form of desire, and the screen and the yud, and this is called Manzipach. The most important reality of Partsuf is 22 letters. It's forming its character, its uniqueness. And from them, the form and shape of fetus form in all his details, in all his peculiarities. But Manzipach basically participating in birth of the Partsuf. They give a start to all these forms to help them to express themselves. So Gilad asking question, the relation between Manzipach and letters is like Rosh and Guf. Manzipach is force. Let's say we have a man and he had different characters and talents, inclinations, all kind of possibilities, but he doesn't have a strength, a force in him. You give him force, you give him strength, and he start to get up and start to do this and that, and of course developing all kind of different talents and inclinations. He develops the force through it. So where do he receive from this Manzipach? He receives from the group. Where he receives the 22 letters? The same way. Thank you. All right. Manzipach, it's written about it, that it's the end letters, or denim, it's actually the final forces. If you want to influence something in spiritual, first of all, you need to restrict your desire. This is what related to the question Kuflamet. In what root, upper one and lower one, called the brothers to each other? So in which root they also relate to each other as a father and son? So in which roof, upper one and lower one, called brothers? And according to what root they call father and son? Kuf Lamet answer. From the Ruach Kedmah, the upper one and lower one relate as brothers, since from this stage they come from the same father, and this is upper of the upper one. But nevertheless, from there, the lower one still hasn't really yet received any form until it comes to the second zivuk with the upper one, and then he received the form of the ubar, fetus. And that's why in structure of Partsuf we have two distinguished categories, as Ben, son, to the upper one, to the father, since the upper one is the reason itself for the creation of the lower Partsuf. So according to what level we call Partsuf, brother and brother, and father and son? To what criteria? So, we see that from the stage of Ruach HaKadmah, the lower one and upper one relate as brothers. And since, Rav, from here we can see that they come from the same source. The lower one elevate the man, upper one is Gadlut, lower one in small Katnut stage. He nullified himself, cancel stage. Rav, draw the line. It's called Rishimo, a hub of the upper one, the part which descended to the lower one. Upper one is in state of Katnut, Ravret Katnut, and the lower one elevates man. In direction to the upper one. The upper one in his achab and canceling himself in order to give low one opportunity to connect to the part, to unite with it. And if the low one elevates man, meaning basically connect to achab of the upper one, then achab of the upper one basically further connect to the Gilgalto Einayim of the upper one, and elevation take place to the level of the upper one. And they request from him a force, Koach. This is called the upper level of the upper one. Then also in it way elevates from this level to the upper one. Then of course he also have relevantly Gelgalte Naim and Achab, this level of upper arm, have man from the upper arm and man from the lower one. And when those two man together call brothers, Achim in Hebrew, brothers. So when they receive from this man answer, or otherwise fulfillment, then they descend. The upper one descends in his previous place in Ahab, and now he does state called Gadlut. He gave birth to the lower one, and then in relation to the lower one, he calls the older brother as to the small brother. Is it clear? Answer questions if you ask the questions if you don't understand something here. If in this process, do we have a dependent from the elevation and descent of the upper one, and elevation and descent of the lower one? And what happened to the lower one when the upper one in the state of descent? I don't understand your question. I don't understand what you're talking about at all. There is not such a state exist. I don't understand. What do you mean upper one have a fall? Where did you get it from? This can be only for the purpose of descension to the lower one. Then, of course, it's not the descent. It's not the fall. He deliberately go down to help the lower one. It doesn't call the fall. The mother who plays with his child and, let's say, different game, playing with, for example, her daughter with the dolls and dollies, you think that she's crazy and she become a child? She's not developed or what? No. Upper one doesn't have falls. Upper one do not fall. Upper one just descend to the level. If it happened only for the sake of the elevation of the low one, he descends to the level of the low one. But it doesn't call, it's not, we don't call it fall. We don't call it, according to your commentary, a fall. For example, Rabbi Shimon falls to the level of the Shimon from the market, but it doesn't call it's not such a fall. It's descension to the low level of the lower one in order to buy a new kelim, in order to, of course, then elevate on even higher level. He wants to descend. He wants to come down because he wants to receive an extra kelim. And then, of course, according to this definition of the upper one, it's the holy process. So it seems to me that you don't understand what's going on here, and that's why it looks completely different to you. But doesn't matter. We not require yet understanding from you. The other question: how it possible in that state of the upper one when they're together? How can they relate to the upper one of the upper one? Are they equal? Rav says, yes, look, you know, what is basically happened here, they're equal, that's why they call him, the brothers. So how can it be when later on when they descend, one stay there and one stay here? Look, we see from the history, for example, of Torah, when Avram told Sarah that she was at some point his, he told everybody that she was his sister, and then we realize when later on we see that she was already his wife. So we see that this is a represent relationship to Parzufim. When they elevate an upper level, an upper one must give them a force in order to give them strength to perform zivuk and become as one. Then, in relation to the upper one, they call brothers. You can say that one is an older brother and one is a younger brother. Well, yes and no. We can say that in that way. We can't really tell it yet in that stage. More than this, when two sons come to their mother and they ask, let's say, for the ice cream. Mom, give me an ice cream. Mother give money to the older one, and she says, go and buy an ice cream. And the older one goes and buy ice cream with the little brother. He buys ice cream for himself and for the little brother. Because the little one still doesn't know how to deal with money. He can only eat ice cream, but he doesn't know how to count the money yet. So, no, you understand the situation, right? Okay, so that's similar positioning here. One is older than the other, but they both want ice cream from mothers. Why we could not make a zivuk at that level, on the earthly level, between mother and son, in relation to the spiritual root? Rav says, yes, we have a lot of laws. It's not exactly according to our topic which we study, but we study in the task. We study about the mixes. We study something about the mixing of kelim from mother to son. and this is kind of, this is brings the severe breakage of the low one, because he can get a kelim which can only relate to Gmar Tikkun in relation to him. Then of course all the steps will be united as one, but Gmar Tikkun we have a certain separation between the steps for three reasons. Kuf Lamed Aleph Taf Mam Men Dalet. The question, why first three partsuf do not distend and do not make from one another, but Zon needs three partsuf, Arihampen and Abaveima, in order to participate in their construction. One more time, why first three partsufim do not descend and make one from the other, and Zon, but Zon needs three partsufim, Arihampen and Abaveima, in order they participate in the makeup, in the construction. The answer, Kuf Lamed Dalet, since there is a big difference between Gar and Zad, according to the root in Nikudim, since first three parts of him, they end there, and the whole Katnut exit from them, from the light of Nikvainayim, meaning from Masach of Sag, but the Zad, the Nikudim, do not receive from there anything from them but the little illumination, and the basic existence of them comes from Katnut, and from there we see it comes Vav, and the point which shine them illuminates their way from Sad Nikudim. But Gadlut comes from Zivug de Abba Ve'ima, when they make the Zivuk on Man and the point on Mam and Vav, and receive from Yisod HaDivak, and they made the whole Gadlut in seven low ones, because Zon de Nikudim came through the participation of three partsuf from the Deak of the internal and Abba Ve'ima. That's why in the world of Atzilut, the main part of which was Masach de Nikudim, which purified itself and elevated Netzach, it was sufficient for the distribution, for the descension of three parts of him, of the first parts of him, to the level of Abba Ve'ima. But Zon could not come to same descension of Masach of the Nikudim, since he spread from the Ideach, which in a way was Rishamot and Bon Dark of internal one. And that's why in the same way it happened in Atzilut. The main part of the existence should come from the Ni of internal parts of the Atzilut, and this is the Ni the Arihampen. But nevertheless, since each partsuf could not simply receive nothing but from Upper Abuan, that's why they must participate in Abba Ve'ima in order to distribute this mochin till the level of Arihampen, from the level. That's why Zarampen de Atzilut must and need those three participants, which never took place in first three partsuf de Atzilut. One more time, why three first partsufim? They come and descend from one another, and Zon need three partsuf of Arihampen, Abba Ve'ima, in order to participate in its creation. We study that like this. We have Tabor De'ak, refers Tabor De'ak. We have Sag, which defines everything. It's called Bina, which must correct Malchut. And we have the world Nikudim, in the state of Katnut, in the small state, from Tabor till Parta. It has Keter in it, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. Everything in Galgal Teinayim. All this part in Galgal Teinayim, in Katnut. Then in Gadlut, in large, big state, Abba Ve'ima and Zon we have, in according to the Ten Sferot related to them. Ten Sferot Keter, Ten Sferot Abba Ve'ima, and Ten Sferot Zon. So, what happened? They broke. Who broke? some of them are broken, some of them not. The world Nikudim, the small Katnut, Gadlut, they were broke. So what broke in Gadlut? Keter and Abavayim do not break. They elevate, they ascend in Rosh Tisach. Zon was broken. It was broken. And that's why Zon, through this breakage, comes to the state Ibur Nika Mohin, three Partsuf, until they didn't build themselves again. And Ketret Abavayima, it will be Atik, Arichampin. Abavayima will be in relation to Abavayima in a suit. Those Partsufim come from Rosh Desak, from above. Meaning Rosh Atzilut is comes from the upper level, and Guf Atzilut Zon built from the lower one, from the broken part. This is the biggest difference. It's very simple. One more time, we read the answer. Kuf Lamet Aleph. And it's a big difference between Gar and Zat. Comes from the root Nikudim, because the first three Partsufim, they finished and stopped with a small stage, Katnot, which related to the light of Nikudim from the screen Disak. Nevertheless, Zav the Nikudim do not receive anything from them but the small illumination, and the basic, the existence in the state of Katnot comes as a kind of Vav end point, which shines to them as a Yesod Deak, through the Yesodot of Abavayim and the Nikudim, but Gadlut of them also came through the Zivuk Abavayim and come with Zivuk to Man Vav and Point, which they received from Yesod Deak, and they gave birth to Gadlut, the big state, the seven lower one, as it well known, in such a way that Zon the Nikudim of them exit through the distribution of three Partsufim from the Deak of the internal one and Abavayima. That's why in the world of Atzilut, the most important part of which is comes from the screen of the Nikudim, which get thickened and elevated to Netzach, and that's why all three Partsufim sufficient to participate in it from a level of Abayima. But nevertheless, Zon could not exit through this screen of the world of Nikudim, because he comes only from the state of Nideak, and this is Rishimo, mind born of the internal Vak. That's why in Atzilut as well, the most important part of its existence come from Nei, of the internal parts of Atzilut, from Nei de Arich Ampin. That's why from this combination that Partsuf could not receive anything from Upper One, that's why he must include Zerampin the Atzilut, and he must have those three participants, which first Partsufim do not need of the world of Atzilut. They don't need the three participants. A question, Galal Shadmon. He telling us that in Nikudim and Katnut, Zon came out on the Rishamot Vavin point. I thought only in Gadlut they came out for the Vavin point. In Gadlut and in Katnut, Zon de Nikudim, they comes from Nei de Galgalta. But in Katnut, in small stage, in small, they nullify themselves in relation to Bina, but in Gadlut, from the cancellation, from nullification, they spread below. That's the whole difference. What's the difference in Vav, the point in Edivak? It's the request to really bring in effect to those forces in Nidak, which still in Bina. But they in conceal stay kind of condition, or in Tzimtzum Bet, they come out from their concealment and start to act. Look at it not on names, but look at it as real process. Malchut and Bina. Malchut constrict Bina, or comes out of Bina and spread from Bina and below. That's why it's called Ma and Bon, Zerampin and Malchut. Both of those kilim. Chaim Ras. Zon de Akudim, made from the Idiak of Abavayimah, the Nikodim. And the correction goes through the Abavayimah Deir Tzelut and the Idiari Hampin. It seems to me that Deir Hampin replaced by the Idiak. So what's the connection between the Deir Hampin and the Idiak of the internal one? Ari Hampin is the Galgalta, but only which in stage of Atzilut. It's the same Partsuf, which in relation to Atzilut function in that manner. Meaning that he inside consists all the kilim of reception. It's part of the Ahab of the Keter de Nikudim. In other words, he has everything. And if we trigger his correction through a process that Arim Pachin will be filled, and it will be only under condition that if Zon will be elevated into the Zerampin, elevated to Arim Pachin. Through this process, we will cause Gmar Tikkun, final correction. Why we don't picture, why we don't withdraw him? Arim Pachin, because he is placed, and he's placed in Atzilut in relation to the world of Atzilut is under Tzimtzum Bet. You must, through the Ahab de Aliyah, cause his descension below. He has a Rosh, which concealed. He has a short goof. And all this in relation to the lower one. And altogether, all parts of him, of Garda Tzilut, they, by itself, they're not under constriction. They have all Ein Sof inside of them. But in relation to the lower one, they kind of present themselves in such a way. Is it clear? We will read further. Misha Glizerin, it's written here that each Partsuf could not receive from the upper one. But who is for this Partsuf for upper one? And so, infinity. You can say, but upper one for him also as infinity, because I could not simply understand or in any way to receive upper one. I would say like this. When I connect to the upper one do not seem to me that he's infinite, because on contrary, it seems like I don't feel anything at all. And I must, from his Ahab, which he deliberately descend for me through my process called faith above logic, in my efforts, in my work, I must bring this Ahab in such a state that they would appear before me in some sort of form. Everything depends on me. Remember, we discuss our perception that then it looks that I must change myself in such a way that the upper one, which basically seems to me at the moment as completely nothing, it's darkness, nothing which I'm attracted to, but the upper one is the whole my new world. It doesn't matter how I imagine it, but for me, it's important to imagine him for me as Ein Sof, as the world which filled by and filled with the upper forces, and this is what Ahab of the upper one, and not that I really should allow myself to think that nobody else but him exists. Of course, he is kind and he only gives kindness. So I start to forget what I said. I lost the beginning of what I try to tell you. What is your question? Upper one. Okay. So, first time, the upper one, of course, in relation to my underdeveloped, let's say, perception, it seems to me the upper one is concealed from me, and I could not simply perceive him. He's like darkness for me, because he's like infinity that appeared to me as a darkness. So, in relation, and according to that state, I address myself to him. So I think that a half of the upper one is like nothing. His darkness is not felt in my kilim by anything. So that's why it says that I elevate myself to the upper of the upper one, and there I receive something. So I'm telling myself that he is Ein Sof. He is infinite, and this is how at this level the lower one should really relate to this level of upper one, and then we can, of course, must see what kind of action the upper one must do in order to give fulfillment and completeness to the lower one. What is the difference? The question is between Tzimtzum Aleph and Tzimtzum Bet. What's the difference? The difference between the first and second Tzimtzum, first of all, Tzimtzum Aleph, we are forbidden to receive in order to receive, only to receive for the purpose of giving. And Tzimtzum Bet, we're also forbidden to receive for the purpose of bestowal as well. Tzimtzum Aleph tell you, work only with the screen. Tzimtzum Bet tell you, work with the screen, but only with the kilim of, with bestowal. But because you don't have screen on the kilim of reception, so it's even more prohibition of the first on the first restriction. So it's more advanced. No, Tzimtzum Aleph is the base for the whole spirituality of this process of spirituality. Here we have Kli, Rav draws Kli or desire. In other words, if we have Masach on it. Masach means do not receive anything in it. Do not receive inside. It's called Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, first Tzimtzum. After the first Tzimtzum, we have an opportunity in this screen to work with the whole Ten Sferot, or with only with Gelgal Tenayim. We do not work with a hub. When we work with the whole Ten Sferot, it's called they work in the first Tzimtzum or in Akudim, in a regime called Akudim. If they work only with Gelgal Tenayim, they don't have screen. They don't have screen on Kilim of Reception. It's called Rudim. That's it. So it means that they can only work with Tzimtzum Bet, with the second restriction, second Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum Bet, work the Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, means work only with Galgal Teinayim, or with Ahab De'aliyah, Ahab of elevation. He connects to it as much as possible, but works above Parsa, an area where they work only with Kilim of bestowal. When in first restriction, we can work with Kilim of reception, till the level of Gmar Tikkun, it's impossible to do. That's it. And you completely lost, huh? Good, very good. So, Kuf Lamed Bet. Kuf Lamed Bet. Why Abba Ve'ima have all Reisha and Dikma and Zon do not exist in Atzilut? One more time, a question. Why Abba Ve'ima has the main Sarot, Deisha, and Dikma, Dikud, Erechampin, and Zon do not have existence in Atzilut yet? Kuf Lamed Bet. We see that in previous answer, it became obvious that Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut is like Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim. And when they have sufficient to be in a stage of descension of Masach in his Atzmut, it's the same as they come in Nikudim from Itzachnut Einayim, from Shiboga de Zakah, and the same way they exit in Atzilut, from Chotem Peh till Dikma de Rechampin, meaning from Arechampin, which the reason of them, and they do not need first three participants. At the time when Zond, which do not have any reality, in relation or illumination to his basic existence from the dissension of Masach de Nikudim. They need Rishimot Man and Bondeak of the internal one, as they need to dissension of Masach to the Sag. And that's why Zohar de Atzilut could not receive their basic existence from Arich Abba Vayima, and they need Nei Derech Hampin, which receives in itself from the stage of the opposite to the Arich Hampin. Why? That it relates to Arich Hampin from the of internal one. One more time. Why Abba Vayima has Rosh and Nikva de Arich Hampin and Zohar do not have a main existence in reality yet, in absolute. Kuf Lamed Bet, Taf Taf Nun Gimel, and we see that it became obvious in previous answer that Abba Vayima de Atzilut is like an Abba Vayima de Nikudim, which already have sufficient to have dissension of Masach from their basic existence, and at the same Nikudim, which came from Mr. Klot Enayim and Achav, Shibulet Hazakam, in the same way they come in exit in Atzilut from Chotem Pededik Madrihampin, meaning from Arihampin, which the reason of all of them. And they do not need these three participants. As at the time, Zohar, which do not have any illumination, which is based for his existence from the Masach de Nikudim, they need Rishimot of Ma and Bon, of internal Ark, the same way they didn't exit in Nikudim from Masach HaDesak. That's why Zohar de Atzilut, they can only receive their main existence from Abba Vayima, and Ni de Arich Hampin, and they do not need it. They receive in relation in relative stage de Arich Hampin inside Kuf Lamed Bet. Why Nukva do not receive anything but Zerampin? From Zerampin. Why Nukva do not receive anything but from Zerampin? Kuf Lamed Gimel, the same page, Taf Taf Nun Gimel. Because it happened on all levels, which simply do not receive anything but from the upper level, which is related to them, not from the previous lower level. Same way as in Atzilut. In the beginning of Atzilut, the way of distribution from the reasons and consequences process, according to the level of dissension of the ladder. And we see that one simply could not be possible which prefaced the other. It never happened. One more time. The answer, it happened same way in all the levels. They simply could not receive anything from the upper one, which is related to them, and not from the previous level, because from same way in Atzilut, which they receive from one another, and this is all comes as a reason of such a reason and consequences of dissension of the steps, and one is impossible which prefaced the other. Kuf Lamed Dalit, why the lower third of Yesod is point of Malchut? Why lower third of Malchut? Of this sort is point of Malchut, Kuf Lamed Dalet, page Kaf Kaf Nun Dalet, because Bina till level Chod distributed, and because of Kilim Agdeak, because Sfera Chod purify at the first step, and the level of Chasadim began distribute itself from the Hasidim, and Yesod didn't have anything besides the light of Malchut. That's how in that Kli it's depicting itself, Yesod and Hasidim, which spreads from Binah. And since each Kli includes and consists from three parts, the source of which Gilgal Tainayim come from the second restriction, Chochmah and Gardebina, it happened in Katnut of each Parsuv. But Achab, which comes from Gadlut, do not consider it a base of Parsuv, and this is at the level of Ubar, comes and goes. And that's why they can be defined, all these three Sfirah, as one third of the Yesod. That's why the Yesod, which do not have a root in Bina, stays without lower third of Bina. That's why he receives only He and includes in Bina, and that's why it's called that he has only one third of the lower one. It's called one third related to the dust of the earth. One more time. Why one third of the lower of the sort related to Malchut? Answer Kuf Lamed Dalet. Since Bina spread from Hod, and this spread came from the creation of Kilim Adad, because of related to the sphere Hod, purify itself in the level of Hasidim, took place in Hasadim, and this is light of Bina, nothing left besides Yesod, and this is also other words, light of Malchut. That's why this Hisaron spread from Bina, and since each Kli include in itself three part of third, source of which Gilgal Tainayim of up constriction, Keter Chochmah and Gardebina, and this it comes in during Katnut of Ish Parzuv, but Achab, which comes from Gadlut, could not be considered the base and the main part of Parzuv, but only as part which comes and goes. That's why each of these three Sfira were called as one third. That's why Yesod, which did not have Shorish, the root in Bina, left without two-third of Bina. That's why only one-third low hay stays, which included in Bina. And this one-third is become, and it says that it's related as the dust of the earth. And we move to the third part of the lesson.